a former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Yes, it's that time. Here on a Wednesday, we welcome in Todd Liebo. We'll play for a Henhouse gift card. We need a contestant right now. Who wants to play the feud? Who, dare I say, has the guts to play the feud, to challenge two of us, I guess? 913-3810-810 if you want to take your shot at winning a Henhouse gift card, where you can get back to the meat counter, take advantage of great, great specials. You know, it's the only place where you can get the certified Hereford beef, the finest beef anywhere around, raised right in our very own backyard. Don't forget about the delicatessen. Don't want to cook tonight? I'd say once, not quite once a week, maybe once every other week, the delicatessen ends up bailing us out on dinner where it's just too busy. You know, they've got a different meal every night of the week. If you go to henhouse.com, you can see it. Dinner for four, a family for four. For just $20, it comes with an entree, like spaghetti and meatballs. Comes with a turkey breast we got one night. Maybe it's the chicken fingers one night. Comes with a couple of side dishes, a salad, roll, and a dessert, all for $20. Can't beat it. It's at your Henhouse Delicatessen. Go to henhouse.com. That is just one of many ways you could use your Henhouse gift card. Need a contestant right now. 913-3810-810, the phone number. Mr. Liebo, sir, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, doing great. It's AFC Championship week. The sun is shining in Kansas City. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
It is wonderful, isn't it? If we knew for sure that our quarterbacks was going to play, that'd be even better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It'd be simpler, like last year. You knew it was good. But I think I'm pretty confident that he's going to play. I appreciated you trying to ask the question today on where – on the five-step scale he was, and Coach described two of the steps, so I don't know. That was my question, too. I had my hand up. I said, I'm gonna give this a shot, Coach. Will you tell me which step he's on?
Well, and that was, I said, some housekeeping here first, and then I'll have my question.
Yeah, and you didn't get the question, but, you know, whatever.
I didn't get the question.
You got the housekeeping out, you know. Sounds like he's on step 3.5 to me.
That's not bad. I think that's probably right. That sounds about in the neighborhood.
Because they kind of mentioned it's a day, right? You know, it's kind of a day. This day's almost over, so I'm going to call it 3.5.
3.5. Yeah. I like that. We'll go with day 3.5 of the stage 3.5,
yeah,
concussion protocol. We will take Jordan now on our T-Mobile guest line. Jordan, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Have you heard the feud before?
I sure have.
All right, so then you know this original idea that we came up with, how it's played, and you know that you have a choice to make. Are you going to play with Todd Liebo? Are you going to play with Curtis Siebold? Or are you going to play with myself?
I'm going to play with Todd. I love listening to you and Curtis bicker at each other. So.
Oh, boy.
I'll share
your motives here.
So, I mean, where else would you be able to hear that?
Yeah, this is the only time you guys do that. So.
That's right. Otherwise, we're nails. We are right in a line,
right,
on everything. All right, so Jordan and Todd, who's going first?
It's up to you, Jordan.
Or Jordan, who do you want to go against? I'll let you pick, me or Curtis.
I will go against you because I think we're both on the delay. So.
Okay. See, he's a big listener. He knows.
Yeah, he knows it. Okay. All right, you going to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
Okay, so it'll be Curtis losing each time to
Todrick.
To Liebo.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Starting first.
Here we go.
Curtis, if you buzz in once, I might give you $10.
Well, I can work that out easy. Let's go.
No. I don't want to give Todd $5. That's okay. The old split it. But I would love it if you'd beat him on buzzing in just once.
He could beat me. I may shout Siren like I did that one time about a month ago. I don't know what I was doing that day.
Yeah, you lost your mind.
Wow. Liebo, Curtis, are you both ready to rock?
Yes. Yep.
We surveyed 100 of the people who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, name something you put on a sandwich.
Liebo.
Curtis.
Liebo.
I'm gonna say mustard.
Mustard was your second best answer. Chance to steal here, Kay.
I'm gonna say cheese.
It's your third best answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
We're gonna play.
That's
this, Jordan.
Easy play. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Get after it,
Jordan. Over to you, buddy.
I'm gonna say ham.
Ooh. Ham was there. That's your fifth best answer.
I'm going to say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise was your top answer. Mayonnaise is disgusting.
Damn it, Seabolt.
No, it's not. It's yummy. That's okay. I should have said that first.
That's so crazy.
I'm going to say turkey.
Turkey was your fourth best answer.
Let's go lettuce.
Ooh, leaves. Lettuce, seventh best.
Boom. Tomato.
Ooh. Tomato was not on the board. One strike.
See, you didn't specify hot or cold sandwich.
Just a sandwich, man.
I'm going to say this then. I'm going to say bacon.
Bacon, not on the board. That's two strikes.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
This is getting dicey.
Cheese has been said, right?
Yes.
That's what Curtis said.
If you'd like to play the role of Siren, ask for them all to be read off again, Jordan.
And then I can read them again.
That's my favorite part about listening to this on the radio. It's super entertaining.
The answers that have been taken, number one, mayonnaise. Number two, mustard. Number three, cheese. Number four, turkey. Number five, ham. Number six is not there. Number seven, lettuce. And number eight is not there.
Okay. We'll say bologna.
Bologna. Not on the board. Three strikes, actually.
Yeah, that's it.
Chance to steal here.
All right, Curtis. Let's hear what awful suggestion you have, and then I'll tell you one that might work.
He's been writing feverishly.
I've got like onions, or you like pickles on every sandwich.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be a main ingredient, like a ham or turkey or thing that we missed, chicken, roast beef, maybe?
Well, don't go with ham or turkey.
I'm saying
ham or turkey.
Try ham.
Chicken or roast beef. Or bacon. You already said bacon.
Siren Curtis just says ham, final answer.
So roast beef? No.
Cheese? Are we going cheese?
No, I'm not.
No, we're not going cheese.
All right,
jackass.
Petro, what do you think?
I wrote down pickles, peppers, like pepperoncinis or green peppers. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about what I like on my Good Sense, which I got today. Well, thank you. Salt and pepper, vinegar and oil. I was really just going through like dressings. The standard dress and good sense in my head.
Can you just say standard dress? Is that one of the things?
I could get away with it.
More specific, probably.
I like, vinegar and oil.
Ham.
I think salt and pepper. I think oregano. But I really think pickles. Don't you think pickles would be there, Kay? Or do you like roast beef or something like that?
He likes ham.
No, I said a main ingredient
I'm
like
I'm gonna put
ham.
A ham in your face.
Does no one listen?
Harry Kane.
Nobody listen to
Harry
what I
Kane.
Say.
Is that your favorite part, Jordan, when this jackass starts throwing out EPL players?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What do you think, Curtis?
Let's go pickles. That was the first thing
we're
going to
go pickles.
Pickles were there. That was your sixth best answer. The answer that you did not get, peanut butter.
Oh, wow. That's an odd sub sandwich.
You're telling me.
Jets followers out themselves as weirdos yet again.
For sure, man. Well played, Jordan. I don't even know if we need to keep playing. You're going to
you win.
98
Jordan's
points.
Player of the year so far. I mean, he's killing us. How many we get?
98.
98 points there.
All right,
Jordan, come on.
All right, Jordan. Siren, let's get tough here. We surveyed 100 of the people who follow me on Twitter. I asked them, we got the top eight answers, keep that in mind. I asked them, name any well-known philosopher.
Siren.
Petro.
Aristotle.
It's your third best answer, Jordan, chance to steal.
Philosopher. Herm Edwards.
Oh. Herm did not make the board somehow. It's a great answer, though.
It's pretty good.
All right. I'm actually kind of thinking we should pass this one if that was your first answer, Jordan. I don't know. It's your game, though. I'll do whatever you want to do.
It's our choice.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, wait, Chris. Sorry.
It's our choice. What are you named a philosopher.
I want you guys I want you to pass.
Curtis, there's no way we're going to.
What's been named so far, Jed? Did you say?
Herm Edwards and Aristotle. One of those
I'll
two
go.
Was actually on the board. Why are we
Wait,
playing?
Wait, are we
going to
play, first
here?
Of all?
I think
what are we even
play.
Doing?
They're playing.
I think we should play.
I think we have to play. I would agree.
How about Confucius?
Oh, wow. Curtis, Confucius was there. That was the sixth best answer.
All right, thinking where you're going, I think I'll leave one that you just made me think of, and I'll go with Plato.
Plato was your second best answer.
Socrates?
Socrates was your top answer.
I am now going to have to take the one I was going to leave for you, I think, unless I can think of one real quick here. No, I'm going to have to go Buddha.
Buddha was not on the board. One strike.
Buddha Baker? Was Buddha Baker? No.
Buddha Baker. Two strikes, Petro.
No, no, it's
and
not
out
two.
Of order. Three strikes, they're done.
Wow.
No.
Shut up, you idiot.
How about Marx?
Karl Marx? That's a stunning coming from Curtis. Two strikes. get...
Wow, I actually know something I disagree with. It's
it was, what's been,
that was a
I know,
inside
I
mean, baseball for you, Curtis.
I know I'm a punchline, but what's been said?
The answers that have been taken, number one, Socrates, number two, Plato, number three, Aristotle, and number six, Confucius. You said Buddha as well as Buddha Baker. Curtis got buzz also on Karl Marx.
Oh,
use
man.
Some Buddha about now, too. What?
God. And how'd you phrase it again?
Name any well-known philosopher.
Or it, actually, they could name any philosopher, probably.
Probably. You don't
define,
even have to name
define
it could be
known.
A Hawaiian
it literally
island.
Could be anything, anyone. My people don't know. They just, they don't know.
Peanut butter.
I don't know if this
Harry
guy was a Kane. Philosopher.
If Harry Kane is there.
Dude, guy's got some thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pythagoras, the Pythagorean theorem.
Pythagoras nice. Did not make the cut. Three strikes there. Chance to steal here.
If there's some obvious one we forgot, I'm going to hate
Lebo and Jordan.
Okay. Jordan, what's your list after Herm Edwards?
Yeah, so two occurred to me. Immanuel Kant.
Kant, yeah.
Wrote a book about something or other. And Soren Kierkegaard.
Kierkegaard's another one. I wrote down Sartre. I always remember, like, Jean-Paul Sartre did something. And
No. That's something you did when you didn't quite make it to the bathroom.
No, I said Sartre. No H.
I always remember Jean-Paul Sartre did something.
And then I was thinking about...
Well, like Immanuel Kant wrote a book.
Thoreau, yeah, right? he was the Walden Pond dude, right? The naturalist, Thoreau.
Sure.
Henry David,
I mean, does someone like Darwin count as philosophy, or is that like...
I think all these are winners.
It's more of a science-based thought.
Yeah, the mathematician guy wasn't there, so probably the biology
not there.
Guy isn't there.
So you like Kant?
Hitchens.
Spell that just for those that keep doing double takes at the radio.
How about this? Kant. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah. I remember those two names from, 15 years ago.
All right. So. I like it. Pick one.
Let's do a Kant.
Yeah!
Immanuel Kant was there. That was your fourth best answer.
So bad.
Totally paid attention in class. What
89 additional. Well, just 89 points over to Jordan and Lebo. The answers that you did not get. Friedrich Nietzsche.
Nietzsche was another one.
Nietzsche.
Was your fifth best answer. Mike Tyson was your seventh best answer. And Yogi Berra was your eighth best
I
answer.
I knew there was going to be something out there.
That's fantastic.
Herm Edwards was close.
Nietzsche.
Herm was close.
Nietzsche and I
Mike. That was Herm not there. Oh, my God.
You were right
that
there,
might be
Jordan.
The greatest category of
Are
all time.
Are you sure that wasn't Nitschke? Ray Nitschke? Because it was so far in
Nietzsche and Iron Mike.
Why not?
Mike Tyson and Aristotle were answers in the same category.
It's broken.
I believe it was Tyson who said, spinal.
My spinal.
We all got a plan. You get hit in the face. I mean.
My back is broke.
It's broke.
What do you mean,
spinal.
Mike?
Spinal.
All
right.
Oh, boy.
Lebo, Curtis.
Yeah.
You both ready to rock?
Hell yeah.
We surveyed.
Curtis, one time, get off your ass.
One time.
And get the buzz.
One time.
We surveyed 100 of the people who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, name any MLS team.
Lebo.
Lebo.
Sporting
jump
Kansas
off
City.
The balcony.
Sporting Kansas City was your top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Are we going to play this one, Jordan?
Unreal.
I can probably rattle off a few you leave me some of the ones that are on 810 a lot.
Okay. You're up.
That should work well. What could go wrong?
Let's go Real Salt Lake.
That was your third best answer.
I think people will say Seattle Sounders.
What's your second best answer?
Let's go LA Galaxy.
Ooh. Galaxy, ooh, not on the board. One strike.
They claim to have a rivalry with Chicago Fire, so maybe some old schoolers will say that.
Chicago Fire was your eighth best answer.
How about DC United?
Ooh.
You're saying right answers.
DC United was not on the board. That's two strikes. You're doing well, Jordan. You were naming real MLS teams. They're just not.
Shouldn't you say Real MLS?
My weirdos didn't happen to choose those.
I'm going to say the Houston Dynamo.
Oh, Lebo.
Oh, buzzer. Wow.
Not on
just
the board.
Nothing like
three
it, Lebo.
Strikes.
Wow.
Chance to steal here. Soren and Curtis.
I have four, and they're all in the. Well, you said Houston. I said three, and they're all in the West. I'm trying to stay in the West, the team they play like. San Jose Earthquakes, LA Galaxy, and the team that knocked them out this year, Minnesota United FC.
All right. As is
please
often
say
the
LA
case,
Galaxy.
You're not paying attention because the Galaxy was already said.
Jordan's laughing.
Oh, okay, I missed. I got Dynamo. How about
I know
Sporting
you're
swamped
with other things you're doing right now.
Is Sporting KC? Is that on there?
Can I say every game?
Was Ham there?
Ham.
Manchester City, Liverpool. I wrote down Portland, Minnesota FC, LA FC, DC United, just because they've been around.
Ooh, that's been said too, Seren.
Yeah, Petro. Oh. That one's been taken. Give Ham.
No, no, I just said. Petro. I just said I wrote that down.
Yeah. Okay, all right, fine.
I wrote
excellent,
that down.
Excellent recovery.
What I'm saying. I wrote that down. That's
okay.
What I'm saying.
By the way,
New York
it
Red Bulls.
Be DC FC, United.
New York Red Bulls. I wrote down. I wrote down the Philadelphia Union because I think they won the president's thing, and didn't they knock Sporting out?
Is too, that the president's came thing like the U.S. Open Cup?
Serena's yeah, proved okay. He is quite a MLS fan by naming every team throughout the league now.
Atlanta FC. I kind of feel like the Galaxy weren't there. I worry about LAFC. Red Bulls, Minnesota FC, and Portland Timbers. Portland Timbers have been around a lot. Sporting's been bounced by them.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. I kind of lean towards that one, I guess.
Same.
Them or Red Bulls?
Portland.
It's going to be there.
Final.
Portland Timbers.
Yeah,
Portland Timbers.
Portland was there. That was your fourth best answer. 80 points over to Soren and Lee Bon. Or
all these
Curtis
football
Onyx.
Teams just name themselves football club, and like nobody has any cool names.
178 nope. to 89. Nope. The answers that you did not get. Number five, Minnesota United FC. Number six, Colorado Rapids. And number seven, San Jose Earthquakes. I was kind of surprised the Quake
Quakes.
Were there.
Yeah,
Quakes,
that's
bro.
Shocking.
But
that's shocking.
What do you do?
You shook the world up there.
By the way, I again with four names and all four were there. Unfortunately, two of them had already been taken.
You did a good job.
Curtis, you're doing a really well job.
I was really good at being
half-assed.
Yeah.
That was two Easter eggs for just Lebo.
I do appreciate your need to analyze your answers as
yes,
well.
And yeah, that's what I do. I analyze things.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Oh,
come on, Jordan.
My. Jordan, Soren, let's rock and roll.
Let's go. Let's do it.
We surveyed 100 of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top eight answers when I asked them, name a city in Spain.
Seren.
Petro.
I'm going to go with Madrid.
Madrid was your top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Well, Curtis's extensive travel history.
He has been a world champion. That game, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? You could play that with Curtis Siebel.
Lebo's been there.
Has he?
Yeah, he's been there. Who are you talking to about that? Was it The Zone?
Yeah.
I know Todd's been there. Yeah. I've seen many extensive pictures of his son not smiling.
Do we think, like, we just try to hope he guesses some goofy little obscure town, and so we just do our best with what we can here, or do we try to steal?
I think we rock it, go as far as we can. Take all the main ones. I've got three I can think of.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, you're way ahead of me. Don't take the obvious one because I've got one written down and it's the obvious one.
So you boys are playing?
Yeah.
Curtis,
then
over
I'll
to you.
Take Seville.
K-Dog, third best answer.
Really? I'm trying to think of one so I can leave the Barcelona. I can't think of anything.
It's your second best answer, Seren. Good job.
No, it's not, but
You're doing great, man.
Thanks.
Pamplona?
Curtis. Ooh. That was your sixth best answer. Have you been to Spain?
No. I've looked at a map before.
I've never been to Spain. But I've been
I don't even know if this is in Spain. This might be in France. Valencia?
Holy smokes, Petro. That was your fourth best answer.
I have spent. Oh, no. I just thought of one.
Okay, man.
Oh, wow.
That's where we spent the most of our time, was Valencia, when we were there.
Was it nice?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Spaintown?
Spaintown. Just missed. That was the ninth best answer. One strike.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's awesome. I am going to go with the one I thought of. There's a trick I'm trying to do in my head. See if I can come up with this. I think Curtis might actually come up with this one I thought of. Oh, well, I'm pretty sure Leon.
No? Not on the board. Two strikes. Kings of Leon.
It's going to be Spainville next.
Yes. I thought about Springfield. I thought about Spainburg, but
Spainfield.
Marita del Cairo. I have no idea.
Del Taco?
Three strikes on the board. Chance to pick up some points here, Jordan and Libonix.
What's your Spanish geography there, Jordan?
I have one that wasn't said, and that is Granada.
Granada.
Good there. Job, because Lebo just wants to show how impressive he is.
No, I don't have a big list here. I have.
That's all I have.
Bilbao, which is where they have a big famous museum, mm-hmm. one of those like yeah, right? shiny things.
Everyone knows that.
Designed by that Frank Gehry, who did the.
We love his work.
In L.A., and they tried to have this for the T-Mobile Center. It's awful.
Number one topic at lunch.
My daughter went to college over there in Salamanca, but that's a smaller town, so I don't.
Oh, good.
Think
yeah, go
there.
With that, Todd. See how that works.
I don't know if people consider Gibraltar. It's not actually Spanish, but it's right there where the Rock of Gibraltar is. I think England actually owns that. So I like either Granada or Bilbao.
What about Newfoundland?
That's different. That's Canada.
Okay.
What was the one you said she went to college at? Because I've actually heard of that.
Salamanca?
One. Yeah, I've heard of Salamanca. I mean, I'm trying to think if that's in a movie or something.
Probably here in Lebo, well, babble about
yeah,
it.
No,
about
you're probably thinking of Uncle Hector
brag about
on
his,
Breaking
his,
Bad. That's Hector Salamanca.
Bilbao, I think, is on a map because I think it's pretty high population.
Yeah, I think Bilbao is a chance.
We can try that one. That's as good as any hill to die on.
All right,
final.
We're going to go final on Bilbao. Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Bilbao was your eighth best answer.
Oh.
90 points.
Was Cordoba on there? I just thought of that.
Over to no, Cordoba was not there.
Oh, good.
Quiet down. The answer is
Volare.
I'm gonna
name Chrysler cars from the 70s.
The answer that you did not get, I believe it's pronounced just Toledo.
Yeah, Toledo.
Toledo and Granada.
Toledo?
Yeah.
Hey, Granada.
If Springfield's there, I quit.
No, it was Toledo and Granada, fifth
it's
and
like,
seventh.
It's
is
a Spain
it 179
and Missouri.
To 178?
Yes.
Is that the count?
That is the count. So let's hope this is the end.
Let's hope someone gets to 201. Because 200 is not enough.
That's the rules, dude. I don't
That's
know why you're
the rule.
Pissed about
it's
that.
Always been the rule.
That's some hangover.
It's been the rule since the first time with 200 won it.
I blame Mick.
What?
Somehow.
Mick's been in a lot
Curtis.
Of trouble today.
Yeah. I don't think it's me this time, though, is it?
Curtis.
Yes.
Seriously. Okay,
buzz
one time.
In, bro.
Lebo versus
one
Curtis.
One time.
Okay.
Like,
I'm
you don't even,
you down, dude.
You're not even a big pothead. You have no excuses. You're not a drinker. You're not a smoker. Like, be quick-witted once.
Let's do it.
That's not likely to happen.
It's the secondhand smoke off me that makes Curtis so slow.
I like you for who you are, Curtis.
Yeah.
The odds from the MGM have that at...
long?
3,000 to 1.
Lebo, Curtis, you surveyed a bunch of the weirdos who follow me on Twitter. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, past or present, name an NBA player from UCLA.
Curtis.
Oh,
Curtis.
Crap.
Lou Alcindor or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You get one name. Pick one. Oh.
It's your top answer. Curtis Siebel.
There we go.
I'm so
We're
proud of
play,
you, buddy.
We?
We're playing. Oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
Petro?
If that's the top answer, I'm going to go
Bill Walton.
Bill Walton was there. That's your second best answer. His hopes, his dreams, his aspirations.
Western civilization.
Loves the dead, though, so you got to like the world.
Russell Westbrook.
Best Brook. Third best.
God. Where to go next? I'm going to go easy Ed O'Bannon.
Ed O'Bannon was your eighth best answer. He didn't play in the league for as long as I thought he did.
Kevin Love.
K-Love Radio was your fourth best.
Uplifting.
Well done.
Thanks, now Chris.
I'm going to try, for local reasons, Tyus Edney.
Yeesh.
Wow.
Really?
One strike.
Unbelievable.
I don't think did he play in the league?
Didn't matter. He still didn't is matter. A Hawaiian Island.
Hawaiian Island. Hawaiian Island. Ham. Harry Kane.
He had a cup of coffee. I mean, what's your problem?
Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller was there. That's your sixth best answer. Something borrowed.
Something blue. On Lily Blue.
Oh, boy.
Say Carl Peterson.
No, pass.
Something old, something new.
God.
Borrowed, and of course, something blue, as you know.
How many answers are left?
With that, I'll take one from the ceiling.
There are two answers left. Just one strike on the board.
Well, tell me what's been taken and what numbers they are so I can get
listen up, Jordan.
Number,
I lost one again, no matter what.
So. Number one, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Number two, Bill Walton. Number three, Russell Westbrook. Number four, K-Love Radio, Kevin Love. Number six, Reggie Miller. And number eight, Ed O'Bannon.
So we're missing five and seven?
Five and seven.
Kind of older guys.
Was that a, do you want me to give you a clue on that? Were you asking?
No.
Win
no.
with
I'm
honor.
I'm going to try. God, that local thing. Baron Davis.
Baron Davis was not on the board. That's two strikes.
Come on, Curtis. Don't screw this up.
Curtis, a lot of pressure here.
You know who thrives under pressure?
Mm.
Kadog.
Oh, yeah.
Kadog. K-Block.
No doubt about
that. Remember that rhubarb pie? This is a rhubarb pie moment for you, dude.
He eats it for breakfast.
Lunch and dinner.
And dinner. And snack. Always like snack.
Hmm.
I'll go local. This is the only I can think of. Lucius Allen.
Good call.
No.
Lucius Allen was not on the board. That's three strikes here.
Too far back.
Chance to steal.
Okay, Jordan. I have, if you want to go local, for me, like Earl Watson would be the local guy, right, for me. But I like Lonzo Ball. Which one of those Ball guys actually went to school there?
Lonzo Ball is who I have. I feel like he's got to be there.
I don't think Gail Goodrich or Jamal Wilkes or those guys are going to be there. So Lonzo Ball smells good to me. You like Lonzo Ball?
One more guy, Kyle Anderson. Did he go to UCLA?
You beat me on that one, so
yeah,
I don't know.
I'd go with that one.
No. Lonzo Ball or Earl Watson, those are my two.
I think Lonzo Ball.
Or what's our Lonzo other local? Ball. How about the oldest Rush brother, Jerron? He went to school there.
Need an answer, guys.
What do you like, Lonzo Ball?
Yeah.
Big baller. Let's go, big baller. Yeah!
Lonzo Ball was the fifth best answer. The answer that you did not get, number seven, Zach LaVine.
Oh, God.
97
I was
going to
say Zach LaVine.
Over to Lebo.
What's 97 plus 179? Sarin, could you do the math on that?
Six.
Yeah, let me see what I get here. It looks like it's my middle finger.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to come up one, isn't it?
276 to 178. That is more than, oh, wait.
201?
New little, yeah, we
new
played
rule.
To exactly 201, so you guys still end up losing.
It's like
Sarin
darts.
It down as a W.
It's like darts. Yeah.
God.
Get Ted Lasso in here.
Good job, Jordan.
All right. Listen, you actually won a long time ago, Jordan. Your wit had the hen house, but I'm impressed. You got it done anyway. Congratulations, my friend. Enjoy doing a little shopping at hen house, all right?
Thank you. Better luck next time.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. As the philosopher Kant said, Sarin, Hen House has great deals. Shop in peace.
Yes, 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 he did.
Before you break, I'm gonna post this picture. The funniest thing in the world is happening right now on the NFL Network is Josh Allen is doing his Zoom with the media.
He is 7 feet tall, and he's framed like he's Tyreek Hill.
His head is barely above the graphics at the bottom of the screen.
I don't know who's in charge of Zoom in Buffalo.
It is distracting.
We see it happen with the Chiefs sometimes when they bring a little guy in. The guy's a monster. Who was taller than him that's how they had it framed?
When Tyreek Hill comes in after Eric Fisher,
right, that's
like,
the problem.
That could happen. But the Chiefs will go, can we tilt the camera down, please?
Right. This one is just Josh Allen looks like he's Tyreek Hill.
All right.
Do they have an 8-footer on their team? I don't know.
He's sitting on the floor.
We'll take a break and get some Lebo sounds when we come back. It's next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
We call it a water cooler show.
Because the next day in the offices, people gather around the water coolers to talk about it.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. As we do on Election Day and Inauguration Day, presidential trivia. Who was the first president inaugurated?
No.
That's a good one.
Easy, Nate.
First one to be inaugurated on the west front of the U.S. Capitol.
Is that FDR?
Mm-mm.
Truman?
Nope.
Before or after?
Washington.
This was after FDR.
Jefferson, Adams.
JFK.
Fillmore.
Jackson.
After JFK.
Van Buren.
Carter.
Nixon.
Nope.
Carter.
Nope.
Reagan. Nixon.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. Got
1981. Inaugurations had previously been held in the east portico of the Capitol. Among the reasons for the switch, more people could attend on the west side.
Yeah.
And it was less construction.
Mm-hmm. A lot more room on that side of the Capitol.
Is that right, Todd?
Yeah, that's right.
More you're bragging about all your world travels?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
I've been to our nation's
Because
capital.
On the west side, you
Look
have
Look at me. I've been to Spain and Washington, D.C. I'm Todd Lebo.
I've been everywhere, that old Johnny Cash song.
That's right.
Except really
sure
not.
I've been to Spain.
Yeah. That's Valencia, Madrid, Vivian, Diddle-diddle-loo.
It's my favorite
Curtis,
one.
Curtis, how would that song go if it were authored by you?
I've been to Raytown, Overland Park, Olathe.
Denver,
New Orleans, Surprise.
There's a handful.
Oklahoma
not, not, not many.
Yeah.
My favorite is when we go to Pittsburgh in the drill. It's just, I've been to Pittsburgh, and that's it. My favorite city drop of all the drill drops. I howl every time I hear it.
This is the one town. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. You can send it to all those towns we just mentioned and many more. Just go to joeskc.com. The app, the easiest way to order. Get it tonight. Take it home tonight. It's a must. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Go to joeskc.com to send that barbecue anywhere around. Get the app to get it right now at wonderful Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, 47th and Mission, 119th and Stringline, and 117th and Row. Todd, the injury report, the official one is in. I'm curious, does it give designations that are like totally nondescript and vague the way Andy Reid does?
It's a little more specific. As he said, you heard it during the zone earlier today, the only player who did not practice at all was Willie Gay. He's got his ankle. The other guys who I'm going to tell you now were all listed as limited, okay? Bashaud Breeland with a concussion / shoulder. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, ankle hip still. And then Rashad Fenton's got a foot. Sammy Watkins still a calf. And then the bottom player on the list is Patrick Mahomes, who is listed as concussion / toe. What is it that kept him out of practice? Was it the toe or the concussion? Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm not
sure. Is he in the toe protocol?
It's called the toe-to-call.
Toe-to-call. It's there. So, but there's a couple DNPs for Buffalo. Vernon Butler and Gabriel Davis. So that's different. I mean, if you're like actually didn't practice at all, that's something. Right. But Patrick Mahomes was – this is kind of how I thought it was going to go. I thought he would be limited today, and I think he could still be listed as limited tomorrow, but I think he'll be full by Friday, and I think he'll be good to go. This everything has been pointing in the right direction for Patrick since this.
When he said it's one – Yeah, he kind of said that you can only check off. The way I took what he was saying is you can only, check off a phase each day.
Which is not the official idea rule, but that's kind of like the process that people generally follow.
Right. Yes. So then he said, so what day is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be day three, right? He'd be phase three of the protocol, which means tomorrow will be a limited practice, no contact, and then Friday would be the independent
full football activity. Yeah,
Yeah, would have to rule him clear to go full go. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't go full go on Friday either, and then gets cleared on Saturday. I think the Chiefs will list him as questionable all the way up, though, don't you?
Well, they don't have to say questionable, doubtful, or out until Friday. And I think questionable is the thing he'll get. I don't think they will be a doubtful. Doubtful is worse than questionable. I think he will.
Oh, really? Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, this is not for just you. It's for everybody out there, Seren. We're talking to the people. I think he will be called questionable, you know, because he will have appeared on the injury report for like all 3 days probably. And they will call some people, like Willie Gay is probably going to be called out. I think, you know, one of the things that's kind of been swept under the rug this week is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who kind of was limited than nothing for, you know, last week. Right. And they kind of had us thinking maybe on Sunday he'd go, but he was out. I don't know. Do you get the feeling he's going to be ready to go this week? And if he's even ready to go, how much of a factor can he be?
I kind of don't think he's going to go, and that's scary. That one is starting to bother me because I think Andy Reid usually likes to get a full week of practice and then not play and then another full week of practice, and then you go. But it's the playoffs, and so maybe there isn't time for that. Maybe it's, you know, this he'll get the call early on. I feel like I felt fairly optimistic coming into the week because he gave it a go last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see tomorrow for Clyde if he's a DNP or limiter or full. You know what I mean? Last week it was he gave it a go, then it was nothing. So
and Andy Reid kept stressing today's a light practice.
Yes.
Tomorrow's really the important one.
Right. If he doesn't go tomorrow, that means he's not ready to really practice because today was a lightish practice.
Yes, I think some reason for concern about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, to say the
for
least.
Sure. Let's play one soundbite here before we take a break. And this is from Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill has really come out of his shell in the press conference and things like that. And you know, the end of this is the fun part. But he was asked a question about Stephon Diggs, right, who's the number one wide receiver, big contract, all that stuff. And they brought him over there. They went and got him from Minnesota. And Tyreek Hill is a fan of wide receivers for sure, and he's a fan of Stephon Diggs.
I just love his rackability. You know, like when I think of Stephon Diggs, I think of rackability, and I also think about, you know, being able to like get in and out of breaks in his routes and stuff like that. He's a great receiver. He's one of the top receivers of the game, and I really respect him, you know. So, I mean, we just got to see who has the better game, him or Kelsey, because I'm still a return specialist. I mean, I guess I fit well in the scheme. That's all I got to say. I just fit well in the scheme, man. And got a great quarterback, great coach, great weapons all around me, great offensive line. So I just fit well in the scheme.
The return specialist line was from like 2.5 years ago.
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey.
If whatever works, Tyreek, put the chip on your shoulder and go play, man. Whatever works for you.
That chip is bigger than he is at this point, but I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Was somebody taking a shot with that again here recently?
No. I don't think it's been mentioned since that day that Jalen Ramsey was doing it before they played the Jags in like week 2 or 3 of the 18 season. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So
it would be nice to get the Rams and let him torch Jalen Ramsey the way he did that day.
Yeah.
When he was playing for the Jags.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey was still keeping count. I went to the locker room after that game, and I went down there to talk to some of those guys. And he was sitting there off to the side going, wasn't catching him on me, man. You know, he's very cornerbacky. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's what he is. But, hey, whatever works for Tyreek, I'm down with, man.
Stephon Diggs does get a lot. You know, he was supposed to be the deep specialist, and that is not what he's really been for Buffalo.
No, he's just been very good. I mean, he's been everything for him. Yeah.
What does he average, like 12 yards a catch? I was surprised when I saw the yards per catch. They, you know, he talks about the yak ability, yards after catch, or rack ability, run after catch, I assume is what he was getting at, right?
Yep.
I remember looking during the year like, wow, it's not really, you know, he's not really the guy who's going deep, which is what he did. You know, Thielen was the underneath guy, and he was the stretch the field guy.
Yeah.
And he's been more just the you know, move the chains.
He's been real good, man. He's kind of changed their offense.
Yes,
he's made Allen a better player. He's good.
He's very good. He's got a very good quarterback. I think that's the moral of the story there.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It kind of goes together. It all works together. You can be really, really good and not have a great quarterback, or have, you know, a great quarterback and not be any good. And you get it all together, and then you turn into the Chiefs, you know. That's how that goes.
Well said. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Eric Fisher next here in the program.
The Program with Soren Petro.
I used to do subversive radio myself in the 70s, okay? But for this gig, we need a little more positivity, all right?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Little Lebo Sounds here in the program. Todd Lebo, brought to you by our friends at Applause Custom Sight and Sound. Find them online at applausetheater.com. Fish, Eric Fisher was chatting today, Todd.
It was. We don't get to talk to a lot of these guys a lot anymore. It's just you get whoever on the Zoom. I like Fisher. He's pretty forthright. He's been around for a long time. He's been a big part of what this franchise has become. He's obviously not the starting quarterback of the MVP, but he's been good, right? He's been good. He was the first draft pick Andy Reid had when he got here. And I thought this one of the last bites he had today kind of says a lot about what 2020's been when you're running around as the champs.
Yeah, I think we've been getting everybody's best shot for quite a while now. And I think it's, sometimes it can be exhausting. I mean, like in the preparation, you cannot show up and have an off day. Everyone's coming for you. Everybody wants the top dog. And I think we've been working our tails off to be in that spot. So we're not letting off the gas. We're preparing the same. We've been preparing for many years now. And that's what Coach Reid expects of us. EB expects of us. They're long seasons. I mean, going into week 19 here. But we've had this goal in mind, and we've done everything we've needed to do so far. We just need to keep it going.
When you win the Super Bowl, it's a short off season, and 2020 has been a long season just to get through. And it is tough when you're the champ. Everyone's coming and shooting for you, and they've done well so far. They're one step away from getting back.
Buffalo lost in the divisional round last year, right?
Correct.
Wild card.
They right
lost
before
to the Houston
Wild Texans. Yeah.
Wild card.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks earlier, their season wrapped up.
Yep.
And then they didn't have 2 days of parades and all that kind of stuff. And so, I felt all along if the Chiefs lay an egg that, I'll look back at it and say they were out of gas. It is really hard to do this. But if they get it done, we'll understand how hard it is to win back-to-backs.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they've been taking everyone's best shot. No, yeah. The Buffalo Bills could still sneak up on some people this year. Chiefs weren't sneaking up on anybody.
No chance. Todd, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Will do.
The great Todd Lebo. Frank Polk coming up next.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Shell. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, who was the first president to be inaugurated on January 20th? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.